Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, January 27th, 2023. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning, Ricky.
Morning, Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello, everybody. Happy non-payday Friday to you and yours.
Jason Bishop here is
yes,
here
sir.
As well.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Caps went in OT last night. Actually, shootout.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was a nice win
get
for
those 2 points.
The good guys at home last night.
Needed that one, didn't we?
Yes, absolutely. 2 points. Better than one.
And of course, Ovi scored a game.
He did, yes.
Was that
from the office?
Did we have Lars
on a
PP?
Power play goal.
I think that was
pretty
a PP.
Sure it was a power play, yes.
I think it was a pipper.
Was that yesterday we had Lars on?
Yes.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
And he said this was the biggest game of the year.
He did.
He did.
B-G-O-Y. Yeah. Lars knows biggest game of the year.
Yeah. They're battling with Pittsburgh for the last spot
really
in the playoffs.
Too. Did he? Lars had a good game. He almost scored a shorty on a penalty kill toward the end of the first period.
Amazed by Kuzi in the shootout. He goes fast and he goes slow.
Now he just goes slow, I think.
Yeah.
His thing is just he almost grinds to a halt.
Yes.
And he stick to, I think Locker said he had like 20 or 21 stick handles of the puck on the way to the net.
And then he just flicks it to the left. Boom, goal.
Yeah.
You can't stop it.
Everybody has, that's the shootout's gimmicky, but the cool thing about it is everybody's got a different approach. Everybody's got a different style, the way they attack it. And Kuzi's is, I've never seen anybody do it the way Kuzi does.
So. Well, it's when he goes fast before he gets the puck. Like he's skating, and then he gets it, and he just kind of glides real slow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I miss my man Matt Hendricks from back in the day, the paralyzer, who had the real weird, perky, jerky, funky moves.
See the one who would pick it up on their stick?
Oh, I don't know who did
that. We've seen that on occasion.
I don't know.
Hmm.
There was a viral clip of a chick doing that in college from behind the net.
Yeah.
Well, that's always an amazing play.
Yeah, so nice win for the Washington Capitals against the Penguins. We'll talk to the head coach, Peter Laviolette, who's going to join us at 9 o'clock today. Caps have, if you look at where they're on the standings and you look at the schedule, they have about 30 games left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, only about 30 games left, and they're battling for kind of those last playoff spots. We've talked about it. Like, they're in, but they have played more games than the teams below them.
I think they jumped ahead of Pittsburgh with the 2 points.
So maybe Pittsburgh is the
and
last one.
The problem is, like you mentioned, they've got the three games in hand.
Yeah, it just gets you nervous.
They've got teams now behind them that are heating up, like Buffalo and Florida. They're stalking them. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a furious race to the finish for the
Caps. They need to start rolling. You know, it was interesting when Eller said that they, in December, basically developed the chemistry.
Right.
And they were rolling in December. And then they got guys back, which should make you stronger, but they're still kind of trying to figure out their roles, and they're rotating guys in and out of the lineup.
Willie goes out when he blocked a shot in Colorado. He still hasn't come back yet. Hopefully he's back
soon. Where did he get hit?
I think lower body, the old infamous LBI, lower body injury.
I saw him giving away the rope yesterday, so he looked pretty good. He had his suit. He was in the locker room giving the rope.
Of course he looked good in his suit. Tom Wilson would look good. He would look good in a rumpled suit from Joseph A. Bank.
Was he wearing a shirt? Was he
a shirt
Kuzma?
Tie?
Oh, he wasn't like Kuzma. Was he showing up?
I think most NHL guys are not going to be showing up like Kyle Kuzma.
I like those behind-the-scenes videos that the teams are putting out now. You know what? I'll put it up at Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram in our story. Anyway, we'll talk to Coach Peter LaViolette at 9. We're packed. It's Football Friday, but we're going to talk a little college hoops.
Good.
Chris Caputo, who's the head coach at GW, is going to join us at 7.
He used to
be the assistant for Larrañaga at Mason, and then he followed him to Miami, and then got the gig here at GW. So we'll talk to him at 7. It's a Friday. That means we've got John Feinstein. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. And Michael Lombardi, NFL insider, host of the GM Shuffle Pod, he'll join us at 9:20 as we get into the games. Sunday, you've got the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship. Should be interesting. Can Brock Purdy make it to the Super Bowl? He's played Jalen Hurts before. Did you have you seen like the side by side of their matchup?
I saw the something yesterday online.
So. That would have been an amazing college game to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So Jalen Hurts won that at Oklahoma, but he had 5 touchdowns. You think that's good? Purdy had 6.
Yep.
I think both had 1 rushing. Like, the numbers were just outrageous.
You know, Locke and Ford made a good point yesterday talking about the you know, the strength of the Niner defense is the pass rush and Bosa and you know, fast linebackers getting after the quarterback. And they did get after Dak, and Dak is just slow. So when he gets bounced out of the pocket, he can't do much. But Hurts can. And Philadelphia obviously has a really good offensive line. I mean, they might have the best offensive line. So it'll be interesting to see what D'Amico Ryans draws up, how well Bosa does. Can they get to Hurts and make him uncomfortable? Or does the line really kind of keep him, you know, upright in a nice, safe pocket? And does San Francisco have to blitz a little bit? So it'll be interesting because San Francisco's secondary is their weakness. And Devontae and A.J. Brown could make some big plays. But it'll be very interesting. That's
the
first game.
What time are the games? That's the first game? Is that 3 o'clock or something?
It's the first game.
I know that San Francisco
weather will not be a factor. It's
a bunch
of
games in a row, but Jalen Hurts is 15-1 this year.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Had a great year.
For all the quarterback wins crowd, they love them some Jalen Hurts.
Well, Minshew came in there, and you know, he's okay, but Jalen Hurts.
Minshew's an okay backup.
Right.
I mean, he's a decent backup. You don't hate having him, but you'd much rather have Jalen Hurts.
Hurts is just a guy you just have to give him his respect. First of all, he's worked on his craft, right? He's gotten better. He's just been a leader and a winner everywhere he's ever gone.
That quarterback coach did a great job.
By the way, your jacket has to be the puffiest I've seen yet. That's got to be super warm.
Super poof. I am warm. I plan on wearing it for the first segment, and then I'll take it off.
It's so thick.
And you'll take off the layers.
Well, I'm heading to Poughkeepsie, so it's going to be cold this weekend. So I'm just preparing.
You're
I'm just preparing.
You're pre-warming up.
Yeah. Well, because I go from here straight.
Sure.
So I'm all packed up.
There's no chance you can wear that while you're driving.
I wore driving here.
Hold on. What?
It was cold.
You wore that big puffy thing the entire time you drove here today.
He had to lean the seat back.
You got to remember, he doesn't warm up his car.
Okay,
no,
but still.
Sometimes
like,
I do.
But still.
Did you
no need for an airbag.
Yeah. This one I actually did for a minute because I was packing up my car.
I wouldn't wear a jacket that puffy if I were driving in the Arctic Circle. There's no way. It's so uncomfortable.
I don't think I will wear it for a 5-hour trip. But yeah, on the half-hour trip to work, I wore it.
That is a shocking revelation.
Please tell me you didn't sleep with it.
No.
He was bragging, but he loves that coat. Don't let him fool you. He was bragging about these and I about the other day, saying how he got this Lululemon coat off discount, and it matches Cornell and Maris's colors.
He's going to be
wearing it all winter.
It's my Lulu silly. Found a discount.
I mean, it's fun.
That actually looks like probably your sauna bag that you use at home.
I just don't
have a sauna bag, a sauna tent.
Whatever it is.
I just don't. I need to have my arms free. I can't have this big, cumbersome
thing. I'm not playing golf. I'm just driving.
I don't know, man. It seems like a weird
drive.
Bit.
I wouldn't do it.
Driving to Everest.
That seems
do you
very
guys
daunting.
All take, so if you get in your car, you all take your coats off?
Sometimes I don't.
Most times.
And if I get hot, I just roll the window down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to do a 5-hour drive in this, but yeah, driving to work.
Now, I kept my coat on today while I was driving.
Yeah.
But
I would do a double take.
Sup dog silly.
You would double take?
Yeah. Because I would think the Kool-Aid man's driving next to me.
Yeah. You got building the comedy pyramid, Valdez.
I'm actually worried that someone's going to steal this from me. It's so nice.
You are?
Yeah.
You're worried about that?
A little bit.
Okay. Better be careful.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I bet you could leave it out on the corner out there for about 12 hours.
Desmond wouldn't take it.
Yeah, Desmond. Hey, go, yeah, offer that to Desmond. See what
Desmond,
he does.
He'd be butt-sized.
He doesn't do used clothing.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
He turns his nose up at used clothing that people try to give him?
So how much was the Blicky via Lululemon? They're pricey, but you got it on discount?
I got it two-thirds off. It's regularly three something. I got it for $100.
The least shocking thing in the world. It's on discount.
I got it for $100.
Yeah.
I get sized.
You look like a lobster.
It's not even that red.
It's actually pretty red.
It's a little off red.
I'd say it's really red.
If we did a tape measure, like, you know how they do it at the combine, and we did your chest, and I don't know numbers. Let's say it was 50. Mm. That's got to be like 80 or 90. It's at least doubled the width of your body.
Look, I'm not anti-puffy coat. I'm just anti-wearing it while I'm inside my vehicle. Because I would just have the heat cranking if it's super cold, just so I wouldn't have to wear a big cumbersome
jacket. I had my heat on 85 degrees.
Oh, my God. And you had that jacket? How did you breathe?
Yeah, and then when it reached 85.
They love talking about your jacket. By the way, switching subjects here, I took a picture of a neighbor's house yesterday. And
I saw it.
And I sent it to Cakes.
Christmas lights?
Oh, that bothers you?
Let me see.
This does bother
me.
Well,
I mean,
I'm sorry. It bothers me that the guy has his Christmas tree up and lit in the window on January 26th.
But no outside lights.
No, that's his house. Right,
two there. Of my neighbors who had outside lights in the last 2 days
I
finally took
them
down. I want
to say something to him.
But there's two homes.
What if he just likes it? It makes
two
him
homes
happy.
Within,
well, he obviously likes it.
There's two homes within five houses of mine.
It makes me unhappy.
That still have the outside lights.
Well, the person that also did that bit was Kevin McCarthy when he sent us a picture of him, of course, watching the NFL over this past weekend. In the camera shot is his fully lit Christmas tree inside of his house.
Yeah, I mean,
the only pass I'd give him is
said he's keeping up till February.
The only pass I'd give him is he travels a lot. Maybe he didn't feel like dealing with it. He's barely home.
Okay,
but you remember when Cakes took his tree down, he was all depressed.
I'm telling you, that'll be up until early February.
The day you take down your Christmas decorations,
it just bothers me.
It's a top five most depressing day on the calendar for me every year. Just means Christmas is done. Now it's just bleak winter to look forward to for the next 2+ months.
I'm so happy to get that crap out of the house.
Oh, I'm not.
Can't wait to take it out.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Smelly ass tree with Sprite in it.
See, that's that's where you've gone wrong. You need to have the fakey.
Well, my fakey is so big.
Don't use it.
It is so big. It is daunting just to get it back. We have a crawl space, which is where I'm going to put it. But it's so big and heavy. I did get it in the boxes and had to tape up the boxes. I've left them, though, in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you walked into my basement, you'd see these two humongous boxes because it's going to be really hard to get it back into that crawl space. And I don't think the boxes are going to make it another year. I don't know. I'm going to have to like special order something that's like 8 feet by 3 feet. And two of them.
That's what you do when you erect the White House Christmas tree in your living room.
We got a biggie. Yeah.
I mean, it's just something you got to deal with.
It's a big boy. Like, the individual pieces are all, like, the size of a regular Christmas tree.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass.
Total pain in the ass.
We didn't last year. Our Christmas boxes never made it in the attic. They just stayed in the garage.
Okay. I could see that being
just
a thing.
Pain in the ass. Sure. You put the, I feel like it's a big move just taking the boxes from the living room to the garage.
Right. That's
a whole separate day to pull the attic thing down,
yeah,
the ladder. Yeah, that's a whole separate day. Yeah. And I don't like to do it when it's cold. And I don't like to do it when it's hot.
You need to do it when it's like 60.
I got to do it when I got to do it like in April.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then if I miss that window, then it gets too hot. Right. We'll just keep them out.
I have these boxes you're reminding me that I have to deal with this weekend. So we've had some work done in the basement, and we have these three mirrors that are 8 feet high, something like that. And you take them out of the boxes, but the boxes all have styrofoam, right? And I'm just dreading going to the dump. First of all, it's going to be hard to fit it into my SUV, these huge boxes. But I'll somehow figure that out. But then you have to go to one section to get rid of the styrofoam, and then the other section for the cardboard.
They've got I just go all, to the dump part.
I mean, just go to the dump
the
part.
The dump is very specific. Like, if you've got metal, leftover metal, I don't know why you would have that, but metal rods, they have to go in one spot. your cardboard goes in another. If you have a dead car battery, that's got to go in another spot.
I was yelled at, and I wasn't even
in another spot.
I wasn't even violating, but I was yelled at by a lady. One of the last times I go there all the time, it seems like she goes, "You don't have styrofoam in that box, do you?" Right. I was like, "No,
they're all over you."
I just go to the left and throw it all in there.
Yeah, but you can get caught. You can get caught.
The
grilled.
Dumpster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm money there.
They do got cameras, right? They got cameras everywhere.
Oh, I don't know. They might. I don't know.
Well, they can track me. Yeah. I finally saw the video of the guy stealing the gorilla.
Yeah. You know what? I thought they caught him. I don't think they caught him yet.
No. There's a $10,000 reward.
Really?
That's an expensive gorilla.
I got to track that dude down.
I believe it's the size of a gorilla. Right. Well, that's how big it is.
What does he want it for?
Probably to sell it.
How could there be a $10,000 reward for that?
How's there a market for the stolen gorilla?
That's a weird bit.
It's
such a weird bit.
I don't understand it either.
All right, got to take a break. It is a football Friday here on The Fan. As I mentioned, though, we're talking some college hoops with Chris Caputo, head coach at GW. We have Feinstein at 8 o'clock, Peter LaViolette, head coach of the Caps at 9, and Michael Lombardi on the NFL playoffs at 9:20. All right here on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can catch us on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington, packed on a football Friday. Right now, we'll open up the Junkies sports page with Fish Bucks.
Is it sponsored?
Nope.
It is not sponsored.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We're working on that.
I thought it was.
Actively working on that.
All right. So we opened up the show talking about the Capitals. They beat the Pens in a shootout last night.
Yes,
they
did.
At home.
Nice win.
3-2. Ovi scored number, is it 812?
812.
It is number 812. That leads into the new feature on the Junks. Chasing 895. Last night, Alex Ovechkin scored his 812th career goal. Now trails Wayne Gretzky by 82 on the NHL all-time goals list. Also happened to be the great one's 62nd birthday as well. Set up in his office, Ovechkin scored his 32nd tally of the season and his 10th power play goal.
And
of
now
the
top of the right circle, Kuznetsov trading places. Pass low towards Strome, even at the side of the net. Giving it back to Orlov. He'll skate up top. Across to Ovechkin. He scores! Alex Ovechkin! Low to the ice, short side with a power play goal! 32nd of the season, 8-12 in his NHL career. It's 1-0 Washington!
And it was just classic Ovi. He's standing upright in his office, just... I mean, like, he couldn't be more upright.
Right, and then just standing up
the
there.
The puck comes to him, and he crouches down, and he just blasts it by Smith to get goal number 812. Yep. That's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information on Chasing 895.
So Ovi is sixth in the league in goals with 32. He's one back of Jason Robertson of Dallas. And the leader currently is Connor McDavid, has 40 goals in 49 games. So, right. But he's sixth in goals scored with 32.
Having a great season.
Yep, and the Caps needed that. They are now, I believe, not the last wild card, but maybe the second to last wild card, okay. Or whatever that.
I think there are two wild cards.
The seventh playoff team currently,
yep.
A point ahead of Pittsburgh.
We have Coach Peter Laviolette joining us at 9 o'clock. Don't want to miss that. Like I said before, about 30 games left in the season, so they need to get it going.
Two more games before the All-Star break. I believe both on the road for the Caps.
Who was? Yep. Did you say it was Kemper in goal?
Yes, Kemper was in goal last night.
He was. Round two of the Farmers at Torrey Pines. Very windy yesterday out in San Diego. The Santa Anas were coming through. Sam didn't bother Sam Ryder, really. Shot 68. He's 12 under, 3-pop lead on Brendan Steele. I want to thank Will Zalatoris for playing like a 7 handicap yesterday. Could not putt to save his butt.
That's always been a knock against him.
He was missing 4 or 5, missed a 3-footer that would have.
So, I have something. I think it was for par. Will Zalatoris, bad putter.
Shot 77, and had him in my one and done pool. I'm out in week two. I'm out in that pool.
That's painful.
Will Zalatoris is one of the favorites to win the tournament, mm-hmm. And he's out. Shoot 77. Thank you, Will. Appreciate
what was the cut?
Cut was even.
Even.
So John Rahm was actually playing a little dicey. He was one over at one point when the cut was projected to be one under. Uh-huh. But then he eagled 5 and then birdied 5 consecutive. So he's 4 under, right in the mix.
Well, Valdez said as of 20 minutes ago, he was set to pair with Rory, right? Rory and Reed, not Rahm. Rory and Reed were set to pair up tomorrow if it finishes the way.
Oh, really?
Right?
How'd they
at the DP, not the Farmers.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they're in Abu Dhabi.
Right.
That would be must-watch golf, though.
Right.
As of right now, if everything ended the way it is on the leaderboard, they would be paired together.
Love
as
it.
I think the third to last group going on.
After Reed threw a tee at him a couple days ago. Although apparently they did have an interaction at the hotel, and it was cordial.
Oh, okay.
Ah, it wasn't a drunken interaction at the hotel bar?
No.
It would be fine, I'm sure.
It was Rory telling him that play was suspended.
Okay.
He didn't need to drive out.
Somebody tweeted us just a picture of Patrick Reed and said he has the most punchable face on the PGA.
That made me laugh.
Yeah, kind of does.
I mean, people don't like him. That's for sure.
All right. Not that you guys are paying attention, but Novak Djokovic is playing for another Aussie Open title. He's going to play Tsitsipas. He beat Tommy Paul in straights today.
I know Tommy Paul now because they're putting his hot girlfriend all over the
Oh, really?
I heard the name Tommy Paul. It's the first time I'd ever heard the name Tommy and Paul next to each other.
He's not related to Jake and Logan, is he?
I don't think so. He's a YouTube sensation.
Or Chris.
Yeah. No. Who are the other Pauls?
That would be about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or John Paul.
Right.
All right, so he's going to go for, I believe this would be his 10th Aussie Open. He's got 21 total slams. I think he's got 9 Aussies. So he'll be playing Tsitsipas on Sunday morning.
Crazy.
I kind of disrespect the Aussies of the slams. I disrespect the Australian Open.
Everybody does.
It's definitely the least.
Like if I had to rank them, it's always going to be at the bottom.
For sure.
But it's actually one of the best because it's on while we're doing the show.
Yeah, I know. I just never know when I can watch it. I mean, I know it's on in the morning.
Like,
but
the tennis snob in me from way back in the day, from when I was like a teenager and I was pulling for my guy, Ivan Lendl, always disrespected the Aussie Open.
Did Lendl get any Aussies?
I don't know. Not sure.
He was really good in the U.S.
Day,
Open.
Used to be grass.
Yeah, that was his nemesis, was Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Playing on the grass.
Feel like he racked up some U.S. Opens and French Opens. I'm going to give him one Aussie. I'll
sure,
look it up.
Why not?
He might have.
On the women's side, Elena Rybakina get a little bit sized for that Russian, 6-foot Russian. She'll play for the women's title against Sabalenka. So it's the 22 seed against the 5 seed. And that would be, I think that's tomorrow morning. All right. Some NFL news.
He won 2 Australian Opens, Cakes.
Yeah, that's my guy.
He won 3 French and 3 U.S. Opens.
Are you the one that told me that you saw Lendl lately and he was chunky? Somebody see him playing golf?
I don't think I would ever saw him.
I think my wife saw him maybe playing in like a celebrity thing, and he's pretty chunky.
Oh. Okay. I mean, he is 62.
Yeah, I mean, it's what happens.
Yeah. Steve Wilks and his lawyer are not happy that the Carolina Panthers decided to hire Frank Reich.
What did Wilks do down the stretch when he filled in?
They became competitive and a playoff contender.
They got into the contention.
They were one or two games below 500.
They went
playoff contention in a bad division.
They went 6-6 under Wilks after they fired Matt Rhule.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah, and he doesn't get hired. David Tepper goes the other way and takes
Frank Reich.
And Steve Wilks' lawyer said, "We are shocked and disturbed that after the incredible job Coach Wilks did as the interim, including bringing them back into playoff contention and garnering the support of the players and fans, that he was passed over for Frank Reich. There is a legitimate race problem in the NFL, and we can assure you that we'll have more to say in the coming days."
As a head coach, he is the special. His specialty is one season. College football, 1999, Savannah State, that was it. 5-6, didn't return, don't know why. Arizona, he got 1 year, 3-13, bounced. And now, you know, half a season with Carolina.
He's got another chance. He'll get another opportunity, I think. He acquitted himself very well.
Yep. So Reich's there. Nate Hackett gets another job as an OC. The Jets hired him there.
Well, they're all in to try and recruit
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, because Hackett and Rodgers are buddies. They're boys.
Do they have contingency there? If they don't lure Aaron Rodgers, they could just push him overboard? They should have that out, that like a clause in the contract.
Yeah, they should.
Because he was very unspecial as the head coach in Denver.
Right, but I think he is a good coordinator, but he's just not a head coach.
Yeah. Wasn't that the same reasoning behind the Broncos hiring him?
Yes.
That didn't work?
They thought they would lure Aaron Rodgers. Instead, they got guy, Russell Bruss.
Just because they hire him doesn't mean Aaron's going to get a
job. No, sure, but you're 100% it does correct. Indicate
they're going to try.
Maybe a willingness.
They're going to try.
I saw... There was one player I've already forgotten. It was like a nondescript wide receiver who's barely on, and he went to a team, and they think it's to lure Aaron Rodgers. Like, every team just grasps.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's find that sixth receiver that he used to like to throw to.
I'm almost tired of talking about Aaron Rodgers. I'm just tired of talking about him.
Right. Yeah,
what he's going to do.
Where they're going to wind up.
He gets all this attention because of his stupid comments after the season and his reaction to the fans, waving to everybody. Just decide. Decide or just go away. All right.
But it's not all up to him.
No, but
the team has to decide.
If he tells the team, I want to be traded, I don't want to play there, then they're obviously going to trade him. And he probably can decide what team he wants to go to. Dan Quinn is going to return to the Dallas Cowboys as the defensive coordinator. So he did interviews for some jobs, but he is going to stay in Dallas.
That's just him saying, I don't know if I love these jobs that are open to me at this point. I'm going to bide my time. And I kind of like coaching Micah Parsons and company.
Yep,
it's a pretty good gig.
Patrick Mahomes was in full practice again yesterday. So he's still kind of limping around. But
this is the guy media with the high only gets ankle to, sprain, right?
Right. The media only gets to see the first 10 minutes of practice. So it's probably just kind of warming up and then maybe a couple drills.
He walked with no limp when he gave the presser.
Yep.
He's going to play, and he'll play pretty well, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe he won't rush for 100 yards, but I'm sure he'll do his job.
Pour one out for Billy Packer, who passed away yesterday at age 82. His son Mark and his other son Brant announced it on Twitter. And Billy Packer was having some health issues over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Of course, Billy Packer did 34 consecutive Final Fours on NBC CBS.
I'm very torn on him because I loved watching him as a kid. I have sort of iconic memories of Billy Packer, hosting the college basketball games or whatever. But he was a cantankerous old man, I will say that.
Yeah. And so, if you look up curmudgeon in the dictionary, he falls into that category.
And we actually hanged him in effigy.
Yeah, we had a whole thing because he was rude to our producer or something. I can't remember what it was.
He came on and he basically took a shot at George Mason and the education.
Yeah, he did.
That's right.
He definitely took a swipe.
Which, he probably wasn't lying, to be honest with you, but we were very tight with everybody over at Mason at the time. Right. So we were very, very defensive. Mm. I don't know if he was kidding or not. But either way, you hate to see the guy die.
He was all ACC player for a couple years at Wake. Uh-huh. And then I think he started to coach a little bit briefly and then jumped right into TV.
He was really good.
Yeah, yeah. And he said, he actually talked about it many times. He said, I never really wanted to be an analyst, a TV guy, but it just, the opportunity was there. It just happened.
Right.
And he did 34 consecutive.
Kind of like Cake. Cake's always wanted to sling toys.
Yeah, that was my dream. I always wanted to work in a freaking toy store.
Hey, you could have chosen Taco Bell or Foot Locker.
I could have, yes.
I don't even know. Did they offer you? I know you did three interviews. Did you get offers from Foot Locker?
Don't be jealous that I interviewed with corporate titans and you didn't.
It is a good question. Did they offer you?
I can't even remember.
You might have only had the one offer.
I honestly don't remember. I mean, trust me, I worked in the Taco Bell like a realistic job preview for 8 hours, and that was 8 hours too many. I said, I'm not going to make
it. So even if they offered you, you weren't going to do
it. Yeah, I was like, this is not for me. I'd rather sling Power Rangers.
Did you like wearing the referee outfit?
I never got to the point of wearing the actual referee outfit. I just went to an interview.
He wasn't good enough to get
the... I honestly don't even know. They even have Foot Lockers anymore?
Yes.
They do.
It's still a thing. I mean,
do guys go in there and sign the backboard or whatever? You know,
Walt Williams goes
in there and...
Not sure.
There's probably about six left.
Yeah. There can't be many.
Entire country. Because there's only six malls left.
Yeah.
And there's probably one in each mall. Sure. Real quick, some college hoops from last night. Purdue, number one ranked. Purdue wins at Michigan 75-70. Zach Edey had 19-9. Hunter Dickinson had 21 in the loss. So Purdue gets a big win on the road. Arizona went to Washington State and won. UCLA, number eight, went to USC. And Boogie Ellis, who... Have you seen this kid Boogie Ellis play?
No.
He's pretty good. Have you seen Boogie Ellis play, Drabby?
For who? UCLA?
For USC. Uh-huh. He's got to be a pro. He's 6'3", athletic kid. I don't know. Uh-huh. He had 31 in the game last night for USC. And Florida Atlantic, ranked 21. They keep rolling. 10-0 in conference. They beat Middle Tennessee 85-67.
Of course
you
did.
I'm going to see if my parlay hit.
Yeah, because you had Florida Atlantic, I believe, in that.
How many legs did you make?
I had a 9 or 10 gamer.
Oh,
hold on.
Silly.
All favorites, they were at least like... -400.
Are you gonna Venmo tip me a few bucks for me inspiring you for the long shot bet?
Hold on, let's bet. What do you think the odds are that I hit it?
You did not hit it.
50-50.
Do you know a big upset?
I don't know any big upsets, but
15% max.
I say 50.
I'm pretty sure.
I think I hit it.
Yeah, was it? I'm pretty sure you had even money, because if it's even money, then it's 50-50.
I'm pretty sure you had Delaware. Pretty sure you had Delaware in your money line probably against Hampton. They lost.
Delaware lost the Hampton.
I didn't hit it.
How much you hit?
I gotta go check now.
I think you had Delaware.
All I know is my account's not swole. Yeah. Hold on. I gotta click on it. Wager place -10. Yeah, big loser. Mm-hmm. How do you effing see what the daggone wager history?
Yep.
No, you go to
like bets.
You go to bets. You go to my bets. You go settle bets. Go to your settle bets.
Okay, but I have
settle bets.
So I had Delaware -500. Loser.
Right. Loser.
What about Northern Kentucky?
Martin Inglesby, loser.
What about Northern Kentucky? Let's see how many of these I hit or not.
Let me see. Northern Kentucky. Northern Kentucky did beat Green Bay.
All right.
By
what about Marshall?
Winner. Marshall won. No, Marshall lost.
Marshall lost. They were -1500.
Hey, you're not pretty sure Marshall lost. Is it picking the game?
What about JMU?
JMU did win.
All right. What about Florida Atlantic? You mentioned them. They're winner. Atlantic. What about Towson?
Towson, big winner, I believe.
Big winner.
Tiger Pride.
All right. What about Hofstra?
I don't know.
Versus Elon.
Hofstra did win. Yeah.
All right. What about Memphis versus SMU?
Memphis beat SMU.
All right. And what about Southern Indiana? Versus Eastern Illinois. That was -16.
No
directional schools.
No
so
idea.
Delaware screwed me. And
6-2.
Hold on. Marshall screwed
me. Marshall lost.
Marshall was -1500. How did they lose to Louisiana Monroe?
Because it's college hoops.
Hey, they're -1500.
Join the loser club.
Join the club. Get back on the horse tonight.
Damn it.
We will talk more college hoops. Chris Caputo, head basketball coach at GW. He'll join us at 7 here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Chris Caputo, head basketball coach at GW. He'll join us coming up at 7 o'clock. Peter LaViolette, head coach of the Capitals at 9.
I forgot to tell you guys, last night, some of my daughters went out. My older daughter went to Sharky's. This is just embarrassing. I'm sorry. Just this.
Junkies on.
Look, we were on the big screen last night in Sharky's.
Oh, no. That is
Sharky's
embarrassing.
Sharky's is the college bar at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, and there's about 400 TVs, but they have this big ass. It's as big as that wall. Right? You walk in and you can't. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah.
And we were on last night at, let's see what time was that. I think they run us at, what time did they run us? Like 11 o'clock?
That might have been after the Caps game.
Yeah. She sent me this at. Yeah, 11.
All the Hokies are like, who are those old dudes? Yeah. Who are those guys on the TV?
It's just embarrassing.
Hey, it is embarrassing. It shouldn't be embarrassing.
It's embarrassing for me.
No. It's good because because when your daughters are out and they're making some bad decisions, they see their father looking at them.
That's a good point. Never really thought of it that way.
Hey, I'm always.
You're always, always watching.
You're always
present. He's always texting them.
You know what I mean?
But they
texted
me last night when I was snoozing at 11 o'clock, saying big screen. Yeah. So last night, that's what we were doing.
You should be happy that you're on the big screen.
So hold on, airing that at like midnight-ish or 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Junkies replay after the Caps game. They got to throw something on.
They typically do that?
They need to fill the airtime.
I didn't know they put us on after the games. I knew they would put us on, like, if there wasn't a game.
Oh, and there was another thing. This was embarrassing, too. So the hotel I stayed at on Monday night, it's the inn. It's pretty much right on campus. Mm-hmm. And they got a nice hotel bar and restaurant there. Yeah. And they got a big TV on the wall. Mm-hmm. And then after the game, I went and met a couple buddies there before I went night-night.
At the bar, that's your move.
And then what was on the TV?
Mm-hmm.
Junks.
I almost had to ask him to turn it.
Well, that just causes more attention to it than otherwise.
I know. You know what I mean? It's embarrassing to see me up there. Now, you couldn't hear it. It was on mute.
Most people aren't really looking. They're just, there's a million TVs.
Background noise.
People are just drinking. They don't
care. It is background, but it is embarrassing. Like I work out at Lifetime Fitness. If I go at
night, you can't tell me you guys wouldn't be embarrassed if you walked into a college bar.
Sometimes I like it that it's on. It's good. I'm glad it's on.
No, it's good promotion, of course.
I don't want to be caught looking at it. Like, sometimes I'll see it. I don't want to be caught looking at it like I'm watching my own self. But sometimes I'm on a treadmill and it's freaking right in front.
Yeah.
I just don't like looking at it. Just self-conscious.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. You think when, I don't know, give me a big silly. Give me a big TV silly.
Jerry Seinfeld.
You think when Seinfeld sees an old Seinfeld episode, he cringes and walks out of the...
I don't know. He might.
Wherever
but
he might be.
He's got $500 million in the bank, so I don't think he cares
like
that
Stephen
much.
What about Stephen A. Smith? If he goes to a bar and they're replaying whatever dumb show he does, you think he tucks tail?
Probably not, because he strikes me as just a big-time narcissist. He probably just loves it.
Say he probably likes watching himself.
Right.
Yeah, he's probably a big fan of that.
Mm.
So EB saw this article on Commander's Wire, USA Today, and it has to do with Pro Football Focus, and they went through every team and named a breakout player for the next season, 2023. And the guy they named for the Commanders, it was kind of a breakout player this season. He just didn't play a full season, is Jahan Dotson.
Right.
Like, if Jahan Dotson plays a full season, he's probably double-digit touchdowns.
My response to that would be, Wade, not go out on a limb and predict Jahan Dotson to be a breakout in his second campaign.
Well, here's the thing. It is interesting because, so they selected him. Did they select him after or before Jameson Williams and Chris Olave?
Well, they traded with the Saints and moved back. So the Saints took Olave at 11.
Right.
And Jameson Williams was like, I think he was later in the first round, wasn't he?
I thought he was maybe 14-ish. I'd have to go back.
Remember.
But they could have taken him at 11, but they passed to move down.
Remember, they
acquire more picks.
They got because they got Brian Robinson. They got the tight end out of Nevada. I always want to say his name incorrectly. Cole Turner. Is that right?
That's right.
And there's another player that they acquired.
Olave went 11. Pick. Jameson went 12.
Right. So they could have got either one of those instead of trading down.
Yeah.
But I like what they did.
What was their original draft slot?
11.
11,
the Commanders were at 11, moved back to 16.
Yep. So they could have got either one of those guys. They stayed with Dotson, as JP mentioned. He scored a bunch of touchdowns. What do you have, 7 touchdowns?
I think 7.
Led the team.
And but, missed a bunch of games with a hammy injury.
How many games did he miss? 5?
At least.
I think it was 5, yeah.
And it took him a while to get back into the rhythm again.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if he had played a full season, he would have been close to 60, if not more. If not 7.
And probably 10
seems
touchdowns.
To make sense.
He just had a knack for scoring.
Yeah.
And they looked to him in the red zone.
Now, I will say, towards the end of the season, he did drop a few balls.
He did.
And the hype was that the guy never drops a ball.
I know.
It killed me. But I think one of them was in the sun.
He's a rookie, and I'll give him a bit of a pass. Sometimes rookies are inconsistent, but yeah,
but
I think it's wheels up for him in season 2.
The only other person it could potentially be, I can think of 2 others. If you wanted to go through.
There's an obvious one.
Yeah.
Chase.
No, the obvious one is Sam Howell.
Okay.
Well,
we just don't know if he's going to start.
I'm not expecting that, but maybe it will.
But Chase is definitely obvious.
I would say Chase, and I would say even, believe it or not, Jamin. Jamin played really well down the stretch. I was listening to Logan Paulson. I think was he talking to Standig or whatever, or one of those guys on their podcast? And Paulson said he played near like a Pro Bowl level, like the second half of the season.
Well, probably Hoffman.
If that's the case, and you'd love to see
Hoffman.
That sort of leap, that development.
Yeah, I think it was a guess with Standig.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. I think Jamin could be a breakout guy. Chase potentially could be a breakout guy.
I think it's Sam Howell. If he ends up being the starter, he better be a breakout guy, because if not, it could go the way of Cakes. His prediction with 3 or 4 wins.
Well, hold on. But what if Sam Howell goes out there and he plays and kind of puts up similar, like, Heinicke numbers? Is that going to be considered a breakout? I mean,
I mean, it's not like Jahan Dotson put up these monster numbers this year.
Yeah, but I think Dotson has more of a chance to be in the upper echelon than Howell. I think if Howell goes out there, if Howell played 16 or 17 games, that'd be a miracle.
I think that's a really high end of the range for him.
Yeah.
I think he has a chance to play a similar number of games as like a Davis Mills.
Yeah, I didn't really follow him.
Here's the question. Can Sam Howell beat out Andy Dalton? Like an Andy Dalton type?
He better be able to.
Because I think that's the type of guy that you're going to have competing with him unless Ron drafts somebody in the middle of the first round.
What were you going to say, Valdez? I didn't hear you.
I was going to say that anything you get from Howell is like a breakout.
It's a gravy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a breakout.
Right, but I wouldn't consider it like their breakout player. Like, let's say Howell played 16 games and threw for 3,800 yards. And 22 touchdowns.
Yeah, and like 13 picks.
Yeah, I mean, that's like what Heinicke did-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
You'd probably take that.
I would take that.
You'd take that. He's not even making $1 million.
I'm not saying it's bad.
And he'd probably rush for 4 or 5 with his legs.
Yeah, but a Jahan Dotson breakout would be like, you know,
90 catches for 1,400 yards.
Well,
and
that's Pro Bowl.
I know, but that's what I think.
That would be like top five receiver.
When I hear breakout, that's what I think.
Well, I'm going to try to put that. How about this as a realistic? Because I guess in theory, he's at least number two on their depth chart, right?
I think he's the clear-cut number two on this team.
So if he's number two, is he going to catch more than 70 balls?
Could.
How many number two receivers have caught 70 or more balls?
Not with Greg Roman coming.
Yeah. I mean, a bunch. If you're on the Bengals, you're catching 70 balls.
There wasn't any Greg Roman news yesterday, was there, that I missed?
No, but if there's a run-first philosophy guy, then all of the wideouts numbers are going to be capped.
No, yesterday was Anthony Lynn. I haven't heard anything from the Commanders. Have they tweeted out who they're interviewing today? They love to do that.
No, I don't.
Maybe he's finally done interviewing.
I'm ready to I talked about it all yesterday. I'm just ready to talk about the next head coach. So I got my eyes on Ben Johnson in a year.
That's the guy you already have your sights set on him?
Yeah, guys like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Nubs, LaFleur.
Okay.
Got fired.
Sure, the guy that got let go in New York.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the number two receivers that caught 70 balls.
How many?
T. Higgins did it this
Devontae
year.
Devontae Smith probably did it.
Jalen Waddle did it.
Uh-huh. Are there five guys?
Devontae had more than 70 catches.
Williams?
Tyler Lockett did it.
Yeah. Mike Williams got hurt, though.
Mike Williams is banged up.
Amari Cooper. No, I'm sorry. Not Amari Cooper. He was number one there. Brandon Ayuk did it.
There's a few.
He has a few.
All right, coming up next, we will shift gears, talk a little college hoops. Chris Caputo is taking over at GW as their head basketball coach. He'll join us next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.